This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a changing of the guard in the stock market today. Kraft Foods is gone from the Dow Jones Industrial Average. United Healthcare is in its place. And I know we hear about the Dow every day here and elsewhere, but beyond vaguely knowing it's 30 blue chip companies that in theory anyway represent American industry, how much else do we really know? Like, just for instance, how those who's in and who's out of the Dow decisions are really made. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore has this look at who picks the survivors.
The reality show Survivor asks one question.
What does it take to outwit, outplay, and outlast all the others?
That's the same question we could ask of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 30 big companies make the list, but when they show weakness, they're kicked off the island.
AIG, Citigroup got pulled out during the financial crisis. General Motors, when it was facing bankruptcy.
That's Sam Matera, a vice president with stock research website Benzinga. Kraft replaced the imploding AIG in 2008. Now Kraft is splitting into two companies and has been bumped by United Healthcare.
Healthcare insurance is a big concern and a big issue for a lot of Americans. So if this index is supposed to tell us what's going on in the stock market, the economy, it ought to include healthcare.
David Blitzer is the chairman of the index committee at the S&P Dow Jones Indices. He's kind of like the head of the tribal council for the Dow. Companies, lobby him all the time.
We do get phone calls. We get people who want to make absolutely sure we know all the good things about their company.
Blitzer and his team keep a secret list of potential candidates for the Dow. And just as reality villains can turn into heroes, so can companies. Take AIG, which just made a profit for the government. The folks at the S&P Dow Jones Index joked about taking it back.
Yes, there is redemption in the financial sphere. We kidded each other about taking AIG, but we decided it was a little too soon.
The companies that join the Dow must have roughly the same stock price as the ones they replace. That's why some competitors, like Apple, aren't even allowed on the island. No Dow stock comes close to $700 a share. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.